The Book of Luke, Chapter 6. Now it came to pass on a Sabbath that he was going through the grain fields, and his disciples plucked and ate the ears, rubbing them in their hands. But certain of the Pharisees said, "Why do you do that which is not lawful on the Sabbath day?" And Jesus answering them said, "Have you not read even this, what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered into the house of God and took and ate the showbread, and gave to those who were with him, which it is not lawful to eat except for the priests alone? And he said to them, The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." And it came to pass on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there, and his right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find how to accuse him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man who had his hand withered, "Rise up, and stand in the middle of the synagogue." And he arose and stood. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good, or to do harm, to save a soul, or to destroy it?" And he looked around on them all and said to him, "Stretch forth your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with madness, and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in these days that he went out into the mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples, and he chose from them 12, whom also he named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon who was called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them, and stood on a level place, and a great multitude of his disciples, and a great number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem, and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were healed. And all the multitude sought to touch him, for power came forth from him and healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men will hate you, and when they will separate you from their company, and reproach you and cast out your name as evil, for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for look, your reward is great in heaven, for in the same manner their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you, you who are full now, for you will hunger. Woe to you, you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men will speak well of you. For in the same manner their fathers did to the false prophets. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who despitefully use you. To him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer also the other, and from him who takes away your cloak, don't withhold your coat also. Give to everyone who asks you, and of him who takes away your goods, don't ask for them back. And as you would that men should do to you, do to them likewise. And if you love those who love you, what thanks do you have? For even sinners love those who love them. For even if you do good to those who do good to you, what thanks do you have? Even sinners do the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thanks is it to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive again as much. But love your enemies and do them good and lend, never despairing. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind toward the unthankful and evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. And do not judge, and you will not be judged. And do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Release, and you will be released. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will give into your bosom. For with what measure you meet, it will be measured to you again. And he spoke also a parable to them: Can the blind guide the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be as his teacher. And why do you look at the mote that is in your brother's eye, but don't consider the beam that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me cast out the mote that is in your eye," when you yourself don't look at the beam that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, Cast out first the beam out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to cast out the mote that is in your brother's eye. For there is no good tree producing corrupt fruit, nor again a corrupt tree producing good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush do they gather grapes. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. And why call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man building a house, who dug and went deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it, because it had been well built. But he who hears my words and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream broke, and immediately it fell in. And the ruin of that house was great.